Christian Crusaders welcomes you to our weekly radio ministry. Our service will be conducted by the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order tapes or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
God has a word for you that will enrich your life. We'd like to share that word with you this day. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, it is evident that you came to this world in the person of your Son, Jesus Christ, to seek and to save that which was lost. We know that it is only as the Holy Spirit speaks through your word that faith is created and we are able to receive Jesus as Savior and Lord. We pray today that as that word is proclaimed, your Holy Spirit may find its way into the hearts of different people who have different needs, but that all may be to the honor and the glory of your holy name. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the third chapter of the Gospel of St. John, beginning with verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. How can this be? Nicodemus asked. You are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and do not understand these things? I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony. And then down in verse 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. The word of the Lord. Friends in Christ. In many churches today, there is a lectionary system that is used in selecting the text for Sunday after Sunday. In our particular denomination, the Lutheran Church, we use that lectionary. That is, every Sunday, the pastor has the opportunity to choose from two or three texts on which to base his sermon. I have used this throughout my ministry most of the time, but once in a while I've taken the freedom to depart from it. For me, it has been a real blessing. It is a blessing because I could not just choose some topics that were very clear, near to my heart, and I would just preach on those all the time. But rather, I had to use the whole counsel of God. However, there have been times when I have wondered, should I depart on this particular Sunday? The reason being that the text was so familiar, I'd preached so many sermons on it to my congregation, that I feared I would be repetitious. However, the thought came to me again and again. These words are filled with so much meaning, and they are heard by different ears. So preach it again. Today's text is one of those familiar to so many. It is that great story of Jesus talking with Nicodemus about the necessity of being born again. What does that really mean? That has had a great deal of attention, especially since the days of President Jimmy Carter, when he came out nationally and said, I am a born-again Christian. There were many people who would come to me in the church. They were faithful members of our congregation and loved the Lord Jesus, and they would say, Have I been born again? You see, this had not really become a clear concept in their mind. It is also a text that refers to John 3:16 as a very summary of the gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That is a tremendous proclamation, and we proclaim it again this day. I am fully aware that I preach to people with different ears. There are those who will hear these words in their own particular way. So let me refer to four of these ears in the sermon this day. The first one are religious ears. Nicodemus is the primary person in our text today. He was a man who was high in the communion of the Jewish church. He is described as a Pharisee. That meant he was a specialist on the law of God. He was a member of the Jewish council. He had something to do with the administration of the synagogue. That person had heard Jesus speak, and so one night he came to the Lord. It could well be that he came because he didn't want others to see him coming. His opening remarks were very complimentary to Jesus. He said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a great teacher, for you could not have done the works that you do had you not been a great teacher." Jesus does not do much with the compliment, but he sets the tone for their conversation immediately when he says to Nicodemus, "Unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God." Now, this confused Nicodemus just a little bit, and he said, "What do you really mean by that? Certainly a person cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born." And then Jesus begins to explain to him, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh." In other words, we are born with a sinful nature, and we must be born of the Spirit. In other words, we have to come face to face with God through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Nicodemus, with his religious ears, did not have the gospel clear. How could he? Jesus had not yet gone to the cross. He had not been raised from the dead. He had not ascended into heaven. He had not said he was coming again. But our Lord begins here with this great story of saying that it is only through faith in me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. I am that Son, Nicodemus, that whoever believes in me should not perish but have everlasting life. In other words, your salvation is not built upon symbols. It is not built upon law. It is built upon this great proclamation that you have the forgiveness of your sins in me, and that way you are restored into fellowship with God. That was a new message for Nicodemus. It came to him with his religious ears. It took him a while to understand it. It took him a while to, in faith, receive it. But we have that glorious story that on the day that Jesus was put into the tomb, Nicodemus, together with a friend by the name of Joseph of Arimathea, entombed the body of our Lord. In other words, religious ears need to hear today that you not only need to be reformed by the law, you need to be transformed by the gospel. None other than St. Paul realized that so very well. And he wrote to the Ephesian church, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any person should boast." Oh, Paul had been steeped in his works. But then one day he met the Lord Jesus Christ, and from that he became a brand new person. So with his pen, he writes this great word. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. The new has come. What does it say if your ears are religious? Maybe you've gone to church all of your life. The gospel has been preached, but you had ears and you did not hear. What God's word is trying to say to you today is Christianity is not just morality. Christianity is not just ritual. Christianity is nothing more than coming into a personal relationship with God by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. empowered by the Holy Spirit, and in faith, turn your life over to Jesus Christ, and from there on, you are restored into fellowship with your Creator and Maker for all eternity. That's to those of us who have religious ears. It is a religion that goes far beyond law, far beyond anything that man can accomplish, and to the very gospel that Jesus Christ has saved us. What other ears? What about the uninformed ears? There were many people in Jesus' day who had never heard the gospel. And Jesus would sit down and say to them, whether it was a woman by the Samaritan well, or whether it was another person who was walking along the dusty road of Judea, let me tell you why I, Jesus Christ, have come to this world. Do you know, people, there are so many today who have never heard the gospel? That's right. It may be on television, it may be on radio, it's in print. There are churches on nearly every corner of our small towns and many cathedrals in the large cities, and yet they have never heard the gospel. Do you dare to ask yourself the question, how many on your street have never heard the gospel? We who have been raised in Christian families sometimes take too much for granted. Ask some of your neighbors how much knowledge they have of the Bible. Some night, and that's especially for those who are in close relationship with you, ask them to put into the right order the following people: Abraham, David, Jesus, Moses, Paul. I think you'll find that they are not able to do it in many cases. Is that so very important? Well, it really is as you grow in your relationship with God, because you need to see how God has revealed this tremendous message that is ours and makes up the way of salvation. But more than that, ask them, what is the gospel? And you may get the golden rule. Nothing could be farther from the truth. That is not the gospel. It is a blessed part of Scripture, but it is not the gospel. Ask them, what is John 3:16? You know that little sign that you got at baseball games? Well, a television camera put it on a person who was carrying a poster. John 3:16, what is it? Find out how many are able to say, well, that's that well-known passage of Scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. To those uninformed ears who may be talking this morning, who may be riding in your car, and you're one of those, you've never gone to church. Your father and your mother were not church-going people, neither were your grandma and your grandpa. Well, let me tell you, the story is very simple. It's in a big Bible that has 66 books in it, and some of them are very difficult to understand, but this is what the story is all about. That God created all of us, that we fell in sin. But God did not discard us. Rather, he came into this world in the person of Jesus Christ. He suffered and he died on the cross, and through that death, he paid the price for our sins. He then told us in this glorious message, which is a part of our text today, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and if you will only believe in him, he will grant you the forgiveness of all of those sins, and you'll be restored into fellowship with God forever. Tremendously repetitious, but that's the gospel. That's a summary of the whole Christian faith. That's a summary of the Bible. And so uninformed ears hear today from God's holy word that they are precious and important in his eyes. He loves them and is concerned about them. Well, there are the religious ears, there are the uninformed ears, and what about those ears that once heard Jesus and then walked away? They walked away because they were attracted in this old world by other voices. Voices that would say to them, come on over and follow us, and we'll make this life really exciting for you. There is a personality in the New Testament who has caught my attention. His name is Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. You can read all about him in the first 10 verses of the Gospel of St. John in chapter 19. Zacchaeus could well have been a Jew. He has a Jewish name. But if he were a Jew, he was a turncoat. He had chosen to lead the voice of God as it was revealed to him in that great religion and turned to the Roman governors and hear their voices as they said, come and be a tax collector. You will get a lot of money and then you can be independent. And they went that way. That's the way that Zacchaeus went. He had a lot of money, but he was hated by a lot of people. That was a prodigal ear, a turncoat ear, an ear that had known the voice of God but had turned from it. Jesus spoke to him, and Zacchaeus' life was turned around. He said to him, Zacchaeus, you're lost. For outside of the gospel, you're lost, and I have come to seek and to save that which is lost. And the more Zacchaeus listened to Jesus, the more the Holy Spirit worked. His life was turned around, and he became a new person in Jesus Christ. Maybe there are those ears that listen today. You once went to Sunday school. You sang the song that we will close our service with today, Jesus Loves Me. But then you grew older and you went on to school and you heard those challenges and voices, come on now. You may have to deny some of those things that you once believed, but we can give you an exciting life. And now you have a pot full of money and you have done all the things that you really wanted to do. They delivered on their promises. Give them credit for that. But there is no peace in your heart, your soul, your mind. And it is to you with that prodigal ear, that the voice comes and says, come home. Come home. I love you. Read about yourself in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, the prodigal son. Hear the Father's voice and come home. He still loves you. Yeah, there's the prodigal ear. There's the uninformed ear. There's a religious ear. And now lastly, the Christian ear. That is a person who hears Jesus Christ's voice every day. And this voice is very repetitious. You could say, yes, once I was a Zacchaeus. Once I was a Nicodemus. But then that day came when my heart was turned around and I became a new person. There are no words ever given to me that are as precious as John 3:16. I base my life on it. And I need to hear that gospel again. And so you and I, as believers in Christ, hear the gospel. We hear there the assurance that all is well, that in Christ we are his forever. It never grows old. Maybe I talked to some of those ears today, the Christian ear. But today you say, you know, I'm just a little bit discouraged. I'm shut in. It seems at times that I'm almost forgotten. And then Satan comes and tempts me. But I need to hear from your program today the old, old story of Jesus and his love, that I'm not forgotten, that I'm not unimportant, but that I am extremely precious to him. It's the glorious gospel that has a message for all types of ears. And so, friend, my prayer this day to close this program is short and to the point. Pray with me. Lord, wherever we are in our relationship with you, open our ears and may we hear you speak. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray that the message and music in today's service has brightened your day and brought you comfort and peace. Christian Crusaders is a non-profit radio ministry supported entirely by you, our faithful listeners. Your financial support keeps us on the air at the radio station that you listen to each Sunday. If you have never given a gift, please prayerfully consider it this week. Christian Crusaders publishes a quarterly newsletter called The Crusader. Pastor Larson writes the feature article for each issue. To receive this newsletter free of charge, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. And call weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. You may leave a message on voicemail at any time. Cassette tapes or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Once more, our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 40 years.